We're going to talk about someone emailed me from Eretz Yisrael saying that he's in yeshiva in Israel and guys are going out to like Burger's Bar every meal and no one does any exercise and everyone's like in terrible shape. So today we're going to talk about the importance of diet and exercise in halacha, in Judaism, how important it is to maintain a proper diet and to do proper exercise and to live a healthy life. Don't leave yet. So to live a healthy life in Judaism. So first of all, obviously there's a mitzvah in Torah, Shmar Tabodos Nafshu Seichem. A person has to be very careful about their health, and that involves all sorts of safety precautions, healthy living, things that are standards in wherever we live of what's considered to be safe living, and a person is supposed to live in a safe way. But before we get into the actual discussion of exercise and diet in halacha, I think there are a few very critical hashkafic points. First of all, hashkafically, one could ask, well, wait a second, what difference does it make if I diet and exercise, if I eat properly and I exercise properly? Anyway, Hashem gives me a certain number of years on this earth, and I can't make that number any greater or any less because Hashem gave me that number of years on this earth. So the answer to that is that is not true. It is true that Hashem gave a certain number of years on this earth, and it is true that through proper diet and exercise, we cannot make it longer. But through lack of proper diet and exercise, we can make it shorter. Tosfos writes in Maseches Ksuvos Daf Lamed Amud Aleph in Dibra Maschal Kol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Mitzinim Upachim. Tosfos writes that the reason you're not allowed to put yourself in dangerous places, you're not allowed to go underneath a wall that's leaning and that may fall at any moment, is the Havada Shabiyado Lahemis Atzmo. A person has the ability to kill themselves. A person has the ability to kill themselves by committing suicide. A person has the ability to kill themselves by doing dangerous things. So if someone acts in a dangerous way, certainly he has the ability to affect himself in a negative way and to end his life early. The Rambam writes the same thing in the end of the fourth paragraph. In the Pirush HaMishnayos, in the end of the fourth parak of Pesachim, and in fact the Medrash in Vayikra Rabbah parak to Zayin Oschess even goes so far as to say that 99% of people don't live their full lifespan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allotted for them as a result of the fact that people don't live healthy lives. If a person lives in a healthy way, then we stand a chance at living our full lifespan that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has allotted for us. The Sefer Chasidim in Os Kuf Mem Hei says that a Baal Kas will die younger than his allotted time slot. Why Balkas? So Pashtos is because if a person gets angry all the time, he's causing himself undue stress, and that's not healthy to always be stressed out. So these are things that we do believe a person can cut his life shorter by not taking proper care of himself. Now, that does not mean to say that if you go to a shiva call of a chain-smoking obese person, that you should say, you know, that you should share that information with the family at that time. Oh, no wonder he died so young. Now, you don't talk about those things necessarily at that time, but we in our own lives should come to the recognition that we shouldn't be a chain-smoking obese person, because that will that can end our lives early. Second point of Hashkafa that's important over here is the Rambam writes in the fifth parak of Shmona Prakam. The Shmona Prakam is the Rambam's commentary to Pirkei Avos. Roy la'adam lahavid kochos nafsho kulam lefi adas kivi shekdam parak asher lefneza velasim le'negedein of tachlis achas. Person has to live life with one goal in mind. Vihi Hasagas Hashem Yisparv Yisromim Kafi Yecholas HaAdam. A person should try to come to a recognition of Hashem, a relationship with Hashem, a Yediyas Hashem V'yasim Pu'ulosav Kulan Tenuosav U'menuchosav V'kol Diburav, and everything he does, his movements, his resting, his speech should be Mevi'im El Zos HaTachlis, should be geared toward achieving that goal of closeness with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Shelo Yeh Bepu'ulosav Person should not do anything in life that's not for that purpose. Anything a person does in life for hevel, for vanity, for nothingness, that is a waste, that is not appropriate. So this Rambam would dictate that when the Rambam says explicitly that one should not judge a food purely by how it tastes. Well, it tastes delicious, but there are 700 calories in that that cinnamon bun or whatever it is that you want to eat. So it may be delicious, but a person has to judge based on what's going to help him be the best Ovid Hashem. And healthy food will give a person more energy, will keep a person more focused. The goal also clearly should never be vanity. Even if a person does exercise, so a lot of times when people exercise, their goals are not Avodas Hashem. Their goals are things like a six-pack or the way the sleeves of their shirt are going to fit around their biceps and just look just the right way. That should never be the goal of exercise. That is vanity. That is not spirituality. That is not Avodas Hashem. Now, it is natural when a person works hard at something to take pride in what he's working on. So it's very natural that a person who exercises a lot will start to look at his body and start to take great pride in that and things like that. But we have to be on guard that that's not something we're supposed to be working toward when we exercise. We're working toward Avodas Hashem. That's what we work toward. And it's also important not to compromise halacha in the course of staying healthy. That people say, well, I have to exercise, so I have to go to the co-ed gym because that's the best gym. If I'm going to do a mitzvah, I'm going to do it right. And that's the best gym with the most updated equipment. There are ways to exercise without the most updated equipment. There are ways to exercise. And then there are places that you can exercise that will not cause other compromises in halacha. A third point of Ashkafa is that it's important to realize that just because you're exercising doesn't mean that you have to be Mevatel Torah. There's Torah on the internet, so there are ways to listen to Torah even while you're exercising. And also, the final point of Ashkafa is to realize that when we talk about exercise and when we talk about eating right, the Rambam, the Gemara, the Rambam have a lot to say in terms of advice on this, and a lot of the advice is very sound advice, even Bizmanenu. But the most important advice Bizmanenu has to be from doctors, from what medical professionals say, because we don't assume, even if the Gemara got it right and knew everything, even if you want to assume that way, we don't assume we understand everything they say in terms of medical advice. So we have to go with the medicine of our time and with the best practices of our time. Now, the basic halacha, the Rambam writes in the beginning of the fourth parak of Hilchos Deos, Hol vayos haguf bari v'shali midarkei Hashem hu, since a healthy body is midarkei Hashem, a person who is ill cannot come to a proper Yediyas Hashem. Therefore, he says, we should stay away from things that are unhealthy for the body, and to get in the habit of doing things that are healthy for the body and that strengthen the body. The Berheitev in Choshem Mishpatim Tavchav Zayin, even goes so far as to say that our Kodesh Baruch Hu put us on this earth to serve Him and to recognize Him. And if we say that we're not interested in the life that He's giving us and all the time on earth that He's giving us and all the energy that He's given us to recognize Him, Ein apikursus gedola mizu. It's a form of apikursus. We're telling HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we're not interested in serving you. We're not interested in having our energy and reserving our energy to be able to serve you properly. So it's a form of apikursus to live in an unhealthy way. Now, obviously, diet and exercise are subjective sometimes in terms of what people need. Some people have weight issues and need to focus more on that in terms of their diet. Some people don't need to focus on their weight issues. They need to focus on getting enough protein in their diet, some people have a history of heart disease in their family and need to make sure that they take care of their hearts and that they get regular checkups and these kinds of things. Some people have light skin that have all sorts of marks on them. They should always get checked for a melanoma and things like that. And all different, everyone has their own challenges and their own things that they need to be careful about. It can be subjective in terms of what to do, but there are certain broad strokes that I think are pretty clear. First of all, when it comes to eating, most importantly when it comes to eating, don't diet. The point is not to diet. The point is to eat healthy. The point is to live a healthy life. It's not healthy to gain 30 pounds, then lose 30 pounds, then gain 30 pounds, then lose. That's not what we're supposed to do. There's no concept, I think, in halacha or in Judaism of dieting. There's a concept of being healthy. Being healthy means that's the way you live, and it's kedai to start that at a young age. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchos Deos, Halacha Tezvav, makes a big deal about digestion and how digestion digestion is critical to health, and how do you ensure that you digest things properly? So he describes, you're supposed to eat light foods at a time where you're not going to have much time to digest, and heavier foods earlier when you'll have more time to digest it. It seems that the minhag in Israel of the afternoon su'udah being the big su'udah makes a lot more sense from a health perspective than having the evening su'udah be the big su'udah. You don't want to go to sleep right after you eat a heavy meal. Okay, a person should also chew well. Sometimes we're so excited to eat the food that we forget to chew it. That obviously doesn't aid in digestion. If you're swallowing a whole side of lamb whole, you know, it's better to chew it up properly. A person should eat slowly. A lot of times our minds don't yet realize that we're full when our stomach is full, because we're eating so fast, our brain hasn't yet processed the fact that we're full. So we end up eating so fast that we overeat. A person should drink while they're eating. Rambam points out that if you drink a little bit, that also helps indigestion. Drink water together with the food, and not just a lot of times when we're hungry. When we're thirsty, we really think we're hungry. Our brains play tricks on us, and we don't realize that just a little bit of a drink would help a lot. The Rambam also describes how illness comes very often from overeating. That when a person overeats, when a person is gluttonous and they just stuff their faces, so very often they become sick from doing that. In fact, the Eliyahu Rabba in Simen Kuf Ayin in Oschav Gimel quotes from a Shla Kadosh, Sheherich Lizar Miriboy Achil Vishtia, says, you shouldn't overeat and overdrink. Ela Yochal Vishta Raklahamiru Lahav Rigufo, Shem Zuman Avodas Anefesh. Make sure that you're eating in a healthy way, that you could do Avodas Anefesh. And that can turn all of your su'udos into a su'udos mitzvah. And then he says, "Ubiyichud halomdim shem prushim biyoser." Especially b'nei Torah have to be careful about this. And then he quotes even further that even if you do it l'shem mitzvah, but you're overeating. Over Gimel Lavin is in violation of three los asays. Hisham lecha pentishkach bal teshaktzu. And Isra Levarich Birch Samazon, he says, Va'asra Levarich Birch Samazon Achareha. That if a person ate an Achila Gasa, you're not even allowed to bench, you're not allowed to say a bracha achrona on an Achila Gasa. It doesn't warrant a bracha, you just did a Maisa Avera, not a Maisa Mitzvah, and it doesn't warrant a bracha, it's not even called an Achila when a person eats such an Achila Gasa. That's what the Eliyahu Rabba writes in Simen Kuf Ayin. It should also be pointed out that if a person overeats all the time, then it could be a problem in his Mitzvah of Onik Shabbos. That on Shabbos we're supposed to have a mitzvah onik Shabbos. How does one do a mitzvah onik Shabbos? By enjoying delicious foods or more foods than you normally have, more delicious foods, more foods than you normally have during the week. L'kavod Shabbos Kodesh. So you do that and that's an onik Shabbos. But if every single day you stuff your face like there's no tomorrow, well then Shabbos isn't going to feel any different than any other day. So that takes away a little bit from onik Shabbos and from a Simchas Yontif. Shabbos and Yontif should be different in some way than during the week is. Now of course within Shabbos and Yontif also, person has to be smart also. You can't, we shouldn't eat in such an unhealthy way. Meaning, it's okay if you hold there's a mitzvah to eat potato kugel, but it doesn't have to be that you have to have four pieces. You could have one piece and be yotzei the mitzvah of eating potato kugel also. It doesn't have to be that a person has to completely stuff his face on Shabbos and Yontif, especially on Shabbos during the wintertime where there's going to be a shalosh shudis, where that is a mitzvah. It's a requirement to eat a shalosh shudis. But a person sits there eating for 4 hours straight, and then the mincha comes, and he's only had a break for 15 minutes to daven mincha, 20 minutes to daven mincha. How could he possibly eat shalosh shudis now? He's stuffed. He's not able to eat shalosh shudis. So you shouldn't stuff your face so much during a lunchtime meal. When it comes to exercise, the Tosefta Masechta Shabbos tells us that you're not allowed to do exercise on Shabbos. You're not allowed to run for exercise on Shabbos. You're allowed to run for other reasons, but not for exercise on Shabbos. But the implication is that normally it is good to run. Normally it's good to build up a little bit of a sweat. The Rambam writes this way in the fourth paragraph of Hilchos Deos. The Rambam says that it's best to exercise before you eat, and then you build up an appetite and you replenish when you eat. But he says it's best not to exercise. It does not help so much with digestion to exercise right after you eat, and certainly not to go to sleep right after eating. But again, these are just all bits of advice from the Rambam, from the Gemara. The most important is you speak to your doctor or a nutritionist and find out what a person is supposed to eat, what's a proper exercise, and keep Hashkafa in mind. Keep in mind that we're doing this to serve the Ribbono Shel Olam. We're not doing this for any vanity. We're not doing this to impress anybody. If a person realizes that as he's exercising, he keeps buying clothing that's tighter and tighter, and that accentuates his, so then that's not L'shem Shemayim. L'shem Shemayim, you should have the same. It doesn't mean that if you lose 50 pounds that all your clothing should be big on you, but you should wear clothing that not everyone can know exactly how much exercise you've been doing. That's not what it's about. It's about doing Avodas Hashem. It's about serving Hashem, living a healthy life, taking care of our bodies. A lot of times, Rabbanim don't speak enough about this, and very religious people don't take care of themselves like they should take care of themselves. And it's a mitzvah in the Torah. It's a requirement. The Rambam says that it's the only way to come to a proper Yediyas Hashem.